Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Your life will be so much different when you get up in the morning and you are like Jesus. He said, I only do those things. He said, I came down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of Him that sent me. I always do those things that please Him. That's how Jesus lived. Every morning, afternoon, and night, He lived to please the Father. And that's what He's saying. And He's saying, I lived in that love. In that manifested love. He walked in that love. And like Phyllis was saying, what is that love? That's God. God is love. That's His presence. That's His power. There's healing in that love. There's deliverance in that love. There's wisdom and direction and provision. These things have I spoken to you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment. What? Mrs. says, no, that's Old Testament. It is not Old Testament. This is the New Testament commandment. If you don't keep it, God will still love you, but you won't experience His pleasure in love like you could and should. This is my commandment. What? That you love one another as I have loved you. He loved us while we were yet His enemies. It's a choice. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now go to 1 John. Let's continue with this. 1 John 4. Verse 7. He said, Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God. And what? Knows God. How can you tell people who know God? Well, if you know God, you know love. He that loves not knows not God. For God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Now, He loved us before we ever knew Him. But once we find out about Him, now we have the opportunity to love Him. Can you see this? Verse 11, Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God dwells in us and His love is perfected in us. Can you see this is the same thing He was talking about in John that we were just reading. Staying in this love, living in this love. How do you do that? By loving Him enough to love what He loves, which is us. Loving His kids. Loving His people. He gets more into this. Hereby know we, this is how we know, that we dwell in Him. And He in us, because He's given us of His Spirit. Now, down to verse 20. If a man say, I love God and hates his brother, he's what? He's lying about what? He's lying about loving God. He doesn't love God. People say, I can't stand. I've had people tell me, I don't know how many times. Do you go to church? No, I don't go for all those folks. All that religious bunch, I can't stand them. I worship God in my own way. Well, you're a liar. You don't love God if you have no care for His people. Not my words. If a man love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Now, we get back to this. Jesus told the religious leaders of his day, you have both seen and hated both me and my Father. He said, if you love God, you'd love me. Because I came from Him. He sent me. But they didn't love Him, proving they didn't love God. Why? He is the Father's Son. And they're looking at Him. Well, if a person, a man or woman, has been born again and they are really a child of God, and you hate them and don't like anything about them, then you don't like God. Because they are His seed. And I'm not saying they perfectly look and sound like Him because they got flesh and they're developing, but their core is Him. They've been recreated. Come on, are you with me or not? They've got Him in them. And there are different parts of Him coming out of them. And if you hate all of that and you don't like any of that, then you have seen God and you don't like Him. You know what this is saying? If you don't love the one you've seen, how can you love God whom you've not seen? If you love God, you love Him everywhere you see Him. That's one of the things I enjoy and I'm looking forward to about getting this plane and going to other countries. The cultures are so different. The traditions are so different. But God is the same. He is the same. He is the same. It's so wonderful. You get there, you can't understand the language, you don't know what the food is, and you feel so out of place, and then somebody speaks and does something, you go, I know that spirit. I know Him. That's the same spirit we have in Branson and Sarasota. That's Him. That's Him. And so immediately you love God in them, and they love God in you. You love them because you love Him. Can you see this? But if you're seeing Him in them and you don't like it, that shows you don't love Him. Because if you love Him, you love Him everywhere you find Him. Well, we've gotten into it this morning, haven't we? Keep going. This commandment have we from Him, that he who loves God, this is the commandment. If you love God, what do? You love your brother also. Why? Number one reason, they are His child. You love, and if He says, I love them, they are the apple of my eye. And sometimes you might have to close your eyes and go, if you say so. Okay. But then you make a choice and you go, you trust Him. If He says, they're precious to me. Then you may not be able to see it, but you got to believe Him enough to go, there's preciousness there, whether I see it or not. And if He says, I love them, then you go, me too then. Me too. Right? Why? You love Him just because you love Him. Can you see this? And then, of course, as you get to know Him, and if God really is in Him, like we said, you love God everywhere you find Him. Now keep reading. 5:1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loves Him that begat loves Him also that is begotten of Him. If you love the Father, you love the son or daughter. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God. These are inseparable. You can't love God and not love what He loves. And what does He love most? Us. Us. I mean, this whole planet. And I guess much of the solar system and everything. He's not saving any of this. But He's saving us. It's all going to melt with fervent heat. Sky's going to roll up like a scroll. Something's going to happen to the son. It's all in the Bible. But us, he's going to keep. He's keeping us. He loves us. So we must not get hung up on all the stuff down here. But the people, his people, we must care about. Verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we do what? We keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. He had already talked about it in that third chapter. What are his commandments in the New Testament? What sums it all up? Faith and love. Go with me in closing, I think, to the gospel account of John again, John 21. John 21. This is after Jesus has been raised from the dead. And you know the account that Peter, even though he and all the other disciples were so adamant that they would never leave the Lord, and the Lord warned Peter that before the rooster had crowed 3 times that morning that he would have denied him. And he said, you know, he adamant, no, I'll die with you. And yet, when it came down, and what he's saying, he's affirming his love and his commitment to the Lord. No, I will die with you. Nothing can separate me. We know nothing can separate us from his love. But what can separate him from our love? See, on that occasion, something did separate Peter. It was too much for him. Well, anyway, after this, and the rooster crowed, and he realized he did exactly what the Lord warned him could happen. He went out, the Bible said, and cried. His heart is broken. He probably feels like such a failure. After he was so loud and adamant about he would never leave, he did. Denied he even knew the Lord. He was scared. Fear. What, two of the biggest, ugliest things that can mess up your life, fear and pride. Y'all understand that? Man, you got to watch out for this. Me, you, all of us have to watch out for this, because even though you thought you would never do it, if you yield to fear or pride, you'll do things you never thought you would. Trying to hide, trying to cover, ashamed, embarrassed. No, friend, if you'll confess it and come and bear your heart, you get grace. I said you get grace and you get restored. All of us have missed it. All of us have come short. Don't be ashamed and embarrassed to admit that you have. We already know it. We're not going to go, no, you missed it? No.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.